Exclusive, Monica de la Cruz Hernandez. I Will Give South Texas, Hispanics Proper Representation in Congress. By Jacob Bliss on October 30, 2021. Texas Republican candidate Monica de la Cruz Hernandez declared to Breitbart News Saturday this weekend that flipping Texas's 15th congressional district and electing her as the first Republican Hispanic woman to the seat would finally give South Texas and Hispanics proper representation in Congress. De la Cruz Hernandez was originally supposed to run against embattled Representative Vicente Gonzalez, DTX, until news broke this past week that he will be abandoning the constituents in his current competitive congressional district, a seat sought by Republicans such as De la Cruz Hernandez. By choosing to run in a different congressional district that would be a safe Democrat district in order to have a higher chance of winning Texas's 34th congressional district. De la Cruz Hernandez said that Gonzalez's news is a huge development for our district, for the state, and for the nation. Because finally, South Texas, the Hispanics down here, are going to get the representation that they deserve. Noting that there are conservative values in South Texas and with her, they will be best represented. The Republican argued that Gonzalez has voted with Nancy Pelosi 97% of the time, which is why he is running for a different seat, because he's proved that he's just power hungry and focused on himself instead of being focused on his constituents. There is an awakening happening in South Texas among the Hispanic culture, De la Cruz Hernandez explained, being a Hispanic Republican in the area. They're awakening to see my values of faith, family, and freedom, no longer aligned with the Democrat Party. I think what President Trump did is he shook up the establishment. He shook up the people to say, pay attention to what is happening, that's what Hispanics are doing. She explained, in recent months, liberals have shown exactly how far left they have become, adding, they're moving towards socialism. Immigrants that come into the United States from countries such as Venezuela, Colombia, and Cuba don't want socialism. So they are moving towards the Republican Party. And they're not just moving. They're running towards the Republican Party for safety in a country that they love. De la Cruz Hernandez explained that despite Gonzalez announcing he's leaving the district, her campaign has not stopped, and she will be winning in the midterms. The truth of the matter is, we were in a great race in 2020. We're running a great race now. We have not stopped. It doesn't matter if Vicente Gonzalez is in our district. Out of our district, doesn't matter what Democrat wins in Texas 15. Team Monica, we are going to win in 2022. Acknowledging that the district has not been represented by a Republican in the 120 years of its existence, she said flipping the seat to Republican would be historic. And when we win, it is going to be metric in size. No district along the border has ever flipped red in Texas. So when we flip it, we will have elected the first Republican, female, Hispanic to represent the great state of Texas, in Congress. Listen. I think it is a pivotal moment in the Republican Party, De la Cruz Hernandez said about her winning Texas's 15th congressional district. We're all going to look back 10 to 20 years from now and say, this is the moment, this right here in the 2022 election, where the awakening in the Hispanic culture finally got into the Republican tent. I believe in 2022 that it won't be just 5 House seats that Republicans win. They are going to win 10, 2, 20 House seats, because these people in the Democrat Party just don't understand what the everyday American is feeling and what they're feeling, she said. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.